broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for June 24th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour 202. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, inspired by the Almighty, are brilliant in the solution to the problems we face. The rule of law, ladies and gentlemen, is what it's all about, God's law. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. All right, I want to talk a little about a couple of things here before we get kind of rolling this hour, Kurt, and that is this. So people would say, Sam, what on earth has happened to you? The mainstream press has absolutely derailed your broadcast. You used to be full of news. Now all you do is talk about this racism thing, this race thing. And man, Sam, I don't know what's going on. You're just talking about this over and over and over and over. The harder you defend yourself, the more we kind of think you may be guilty of something or whatever. And why do you do this, Sam? What's going on? I mean, what the heck? And I want to answer those charges. First off, I don't believe it's about race, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that's just a divide tactic. I just believe that's a construct to destroy what they're really after. I believe that the mainstream press has an agenda. It's not about race. It's not about James Edwards. It's not about the Council on the Council of Conservative Citizens, CFCC.org. It's not about that. It's not about James. It's not about you, Kurt. It's not about Earl Holt. It's not about any of us. But they want to attack us along the way, and my headline says, James Edwards defends conservative values in the lamestream media. Okay? Sam Bushman has made this claim for quite some time, and I'll continue to make the claim, and there's a couple of people that agree with me on this. Phyllis Schlafly of Eagle Forum is one of them. But that is this. Their real target is Christianity and the Bible and the conservative moral compass that we have. If you have a conservative moral compass, if you are a Christian, if you have these values, they want to destroy you. And they will, by hook or by crook, use anything they can to marginalize you, to paint you as a nut, to destroy your public stature. Okay? And the more you stand on the Christian principles, the more you defend yourselves, the more vile they will become in their efforts to destroy you. Look, the persecution will increase. And I'm basically saying what we have here is wholesale persecution of conservatives. I'm going to say it again. What we have here is wholesale persecution of conservatives. And the drumbeat has just begun. And it will get much worse to where their real goal is to marginalize all Christians. Their real target is Christianity and the Bible. If you believe in the Bible, you're a racist. If you believe in Christian principles, you're intolerant. You're hostile. Okay? And really, the person who took the most abuse over this was Jesus Christ himself. And you know that you're following him for the most part when you're getting this persecution, this abuse heaped upon you. Anything good is called evil, and anything evil is called good. It's happening. Kurt's pointed this out over and over and over, but now you're starting to see it ratchet up a whole nother level. And so you say, why do you spend so much time on this, Sam? Because it's not about racism. It's not about Earl Holt. It's not about giving money to campaigns or giving that money back. It's not about the flag. Okay? Now, Rush Limbaugh gets it partway, except he just can't bring himself to talk too much about Christianity. You know what I mean? But the headline from WorldNet Daily, written by Joe Kovacs, says this: Limbaugh, American flag, next target to come down. Rush Limbaugh says the next target to come down is the American flag. First, they're going after the, quote, evil rebel flag, okay? But pretty soon it'll be the American flag. Because remember, the American flag stands for Christianity. The American flag stands for God versus government. The American flag stands for the protection of life, liberty, and property. The flag stands for you worship how, where, what you may. Okay, all these things. Their goal is the flag. Well, Rush gets it. I don't know if he knows more than he's letting on, but he gets it. He's partway there. Rush Limbaugh, on the same day Rush Limbaugh is saying, hey, they're coming after the American flag next. Wow, this is crazy. Sam Bushman's saying their real target is Christianity and the Bible. See, they don't really care about the flag. They don't care about racism. They don't care about any of these, quote, bastions of liberty along the way. But if they can take down the American flag, or let's just say the Patriot flag, then they take down the rebel flag, the American flag, then what's next? What are they going to do next? See, Rush Limbaugh says it is going to happen. We are trending that way. Then he talks about the speed of which they are dismantling all that America holds dear. Okay, that's the reason that I spend so much time on this discussion. Because I need you to understand where they're really going, what their real goals are. If you believe in sex only between a man and a woman, legally and lawfully married, and that that is a wonderful blessing from God, and within the bounds the Lord has set, sex is a wonderful thing, a God-given gift, if you will. But outside of that reality, outside of that God-given parameter, if you will, or guideline, sex is wrong. Then you're intolerant, evil, and it's your Christian beliefs based on God that makes you, well, a racist, a bigot, whatever label they're going to, a whatever phobe, a sexophobe, whatever they want. Okay, that's who you are. And man, you don't even really deserve a seat at the table. You're so evil. Okay, that's where they're going. They're doing it with marriage. They're doing it with the promotion through the mainstream press of all kinds. Any sex that's not God-ordained is blessed in the media. Any sex that is God-ordained is attacked, ridiculed, mocked. Anybody who believes in Christian principles or stands by moral values are persecuted to the nth degree, and that will ratchet up. Mark my words, write it down. Kurt, I want you to add your thoughts to this mix, but even Rush Limbaugh somewhat gets it. But that's why we spend so much time on these issues. We want to set the record straight on who Earl Holt is, who James Edwards is, who Sam Bushman is, and what we really believe. Number one, we want the truth in the media. But number two, I realize where they're really headed with this, Kurt. They're headed to attack all Christians, all Christian values, and the Bible. That's where they're going.
Well, you know, Sam, you know, and you can see this if you, I mean, it's like being out in a nice sunshiny day and, you know, you see one little cloud show up, then the chances are good that, you know, it might be followed by some others. And what we've allowed in America is we've, in my opinion, we kind of started off with a pretty good batch of freedom with Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. But over time, we've allowed, departure in a large way from those founding documents to where we embrace, in many ways, we embrace socialism and communism. And we say, you know, as you mentioned earlier, we say good is bad and bad is good, and that's been prophesied by Scripture that would happen in our time, that good is called evil and evil is called good. So you see those things happening. It still doesn't make it good, make you excited about it, but those are happening today. You see people that we know getting, in my opinion, treated unfairly, and that's kind of a light statement by others. You see things like the treatment of our friend Richard Mack from the SPLC and the folks at Time magazine. And when, you know, we've just watched these things over time, and we know that it's just, I guess you could say, part of being part of the whole program. We certainly don't welcome it. We hope that, when we say that in the future, more and more Christians will be, attacked, and, evil will, fight against good. We hope that's not the case, but ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty easy to see it's happening more and more, and evil, the adversary, or Satan, the bad does not like being, it doesn't like the good, and it's just gonna happen more and more. So I don't know what else to add, Sam, but it's not a pretty picture.
You're right
about
that.
I wish I could tell you that, hey, you know, I think everybody's going to start keeping all the Ten Commandments, and, you know, I think government is going to go and, you know, minimize itself back to true constitutional government and stuff like that, but I don't expect that.
They want to change history. They want to dismantle everything we know. They want to reject all things that are good. Okay? That's what this is about, folks, and that's why we spend so much time on it. We'll give you more proof. We'll take your calls as well at 866-986-6397. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. So Rush Limbaugh says the next thing to come down is the flag, the United States flag, folks. He may be right, but I believe their real goal is to take out Christianity, Christian beliefs, marginalize them, and persecute those who believe in those ideologies of morality. They want to replace good with evil. And that's what's happening. It'll continue to grow. Kevin, Utah, you're on the radio, sir.
Sam, have you ever been to the Rotunda Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C.?
Yes, uh-huh.
Guess whose statue is in the Utah place?
Who?
Brigham Young.
That's coming down, sir.
Should we get rid of it?
Absolutely. No, of course not. It's a historical icon. It's a tribute to God and to people who believed in God. It's a moral stand. Now, I know he was a white man, and that's going to be his downfall. He was a white Christian. And therefore, what do you think, Kurt? Should we take that sucker down?
You know, I call a halt to the goofiness, and I just say, hey, let's, you know, quit calling good evil and evil good, and let's just, you know, return to, you know, our basic principles of America. You know, freedom of speech, real freedom of speech, you know, real honest God-fearing principles, you know, the Ten Commandments. That's what I would recommend.
Now they... There's a headline here. I'm not arguing to keep it, but this is not really about the Confederate flag in South Carolina, Kurt.
Well, it's a Rush Limbaugh thing, and the point that you've made, and I think that Rush is not going to go as far as we go, simply because, you know, he has handlers, he has, you know, big money, et cetera, and they're going to, you know, control what he says. But he does say that if you simply allow for the, because you somehow disagree with one flag, then why in the world can't you use the same argument to get rid of another flag?
Well, in other places, you know, they've already tried to put the La Raza flag above the United States flag to make the point. Go look it up, folks.
Well, and he points out the fact that, you know, I guess they did some studies and found out that, you know, people that viewed the U.S. flag basically, you know, were more Republican. So then the Democrats would certainly not like that. I call for the elimination of all the parties, and that might at least fix some of this.
Now, Mitch McConnell's in the news. To go to Kevin's point, I want your story about Mitch McConnell, then I want Kevin to respond, then we'll let Kevin fly and take other callers at 866-986-NEWS. Go ahead, Kurt. Mitch McConnell.
Well, the headline from nationaljournal.com, headline, Mitch McConnell to Kentucky Capitol, lose the Jefferson Davis statue. Subheadline, the Senate Majority Leader told reporters that the memorial belongs in a museum, not the State House. And this is similar to what went on and is going on in South Carolina. You know, the governor there, with pressure by the media, et cetera, says, hey, we'll get rid of this flag. Now, you know, you people, it's fine if you want to have it in your private residence. But I'm telling you, this, you know, this idea that says that government will only go there and no further, you know, she might want to check.
Good luck with that plan.
You know, history, but that's not the way it typically works.
Well, and you could say, well, man, you know, you can't be having the Jefferson Davis statue. Then pretty soon it'll be, man, you can't be having Thomas Jefferson. That sucker was a slaveholder, Kurt. Then pretty soon it's like, hey, man, so was George, that good George Washington. Man, these people are pretty, and where do we go from there? Then Brigham Young, the greatest colonizer, go west, young man. Man, can't be having that guy. That guy, you know, and where do we go from here? Kevin, your thoughts.
Well, I bring up Brigham Young because he was, he didn't have a lot of good things to say about black people. Now, that was a culture thing, I'm sure, a lot of it, because back then there was a lot of prejudice. So, and just so you know, there's going to be a lot of people in the LDS church that will demand that that statue gets taken down. I'll give you a perfect example. There's a podcast, a very liberal LDS podcast called The Cultural Hall. They'll have, it's only a matter of time before somebody will come on the show and demand that that statue is being taken down, and the host will agree with them.
That's where we're headed, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for the call, Kevin. They're attacking the Bible. They'll be attacking the Book of Mormon as well. 866-986-6397 is the time and number, 866-986-NEWS. They're going to get rid of all things good. Their real goal is to dismantle all good in favor of that, of all that is evil. All right, Kurt, I want to move to a different story. And this story is a very goofy story. But at the same time, I'm going to pardon the pun right here. At the same time, it sows the seeds of solution, Kurt. Now, remember that sows the seeds as I get into the story, okay? And what's fascinating about this story, Kurt, is you know how they say that one person can't really do much? Well, this proves that wrong. They also say we can't really take back the media, Kurt. This proves that wrong. Now, this guy isn't doing what I would do with his money, with his time, with his efforts, with the power of one. But he is doing something, and here's the headline. Marijuana is in the air and on it. Two. Kurt, marijuana is in the air and on the air. The story is by Julie Turkowitz, Dateline, Denver. Some people who prosper in life, they say, choose to spend their hard-earned millions on planes. Some people on expensive wine. Some collect showpiece cars or maybe fulfill a dream by, well, hiking Mount Everest. But this one gentleman, well, he made plenty of money. But he bought an FM radio station in Colorado and he turned it into a marijuana-themed radio station, Kurt. He was going to retire because he made his millions, Kurt. But then he said, wait a minute, that's not fun. That's very boring, said Mr. Peskin. He's 66. He's a multimillionaire, made his money in real estate. He's anything but boring. He lived in Hawaii for a long time. Anyway, the bottom line is this guy started a radio station, Kurt. And it's basically called Smokin'. 94.1, buddy. Now, Smokin' 94.1 is the radio station. Okay? They say it's the state's only pot-themed FM radio station, Kurt. Let's think about that a minute. It's the state's or the nation's only pot-themed radio station. Now, the story goes on and says there's a lot of pot podcasts out there, Kurt. But this is the first FM station. And it's the first pot theme. Okay? It's weird. Smokin' 94.1. They say, yeah, the Grateful Dead gets heavily played. So do the Rolling Stones. But in addition to classic rock and music to get stoned by, they have marijuana-laced comedy bits. It made its debut on June 1st, they say. And this guy says, this is my multi-million dollar toy. Now, he's, he's on the air under a pseudonym named Gary Ganja. Just so you know, Ganja is another word for pot, Kurt. He's the regular afternoon DJ in the afternoons. Okay, he wears flip-flops, a Bob Marley wig, a Rolex. He says he's cannabis-free, though. He doesn't smoke pot. But, hey, they got all kinds of comedy bits about dead people who smoke pot. James Brown, I smoke weed every day. I smoked it by the pound, and that's why I was so hot on stage. People call in stoned. They do fake caller conversations with leaders who admitted to trying marijuana. So it'd be kind of like, Kurt, you'd be the host, and you'd say, hey, Mr. Clinton, how you doing? And I'd go, I'm doing really well. How are you? And then he'd be like, when did you smoke pot? Well, I didn't inhale when I smoked marijuana, but I'm telling you right now. And so they do these funny tidbits. They got basically all kinds of talk show hosts on there. Like you got station appropriate pseudonyms for the marijuana channel. Billy Blunt, Mary Jane, Stoney Reynolds, etc. And very interesting. I'll tell you the details in seconds and why it applies to us, huh? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Now we're talking about this radio station that a guy bought an FM radio station in Colorado, and he basically turned it into a marijuana station. And some radio consultants are saying there's a courage factor here, said Chuck Lonte. He's a former investment banker who's now a radio consultant. He advises corporations seeking to acquire radio stations in Colorado and beyond. He said, hey, many major companies have thought about and have considered all pot formats. However, all have gone running once they heard the risks. You see, rules on marijuana are very difficult and conflicting. They're kind of 50 shades of gray when it comes to radio and marijuana, and so there's always a chance that the Federal Communications Commission could revoke your license. Okay? Attracting advertisers would be a challenge. Anyway, people are thinking, well, we ought to stick with a safer option like a top 40 Taylor Swift song format or something. At least two other stations in Colorado, well, they tried to put together marijuana-centric formats but quickly left the air. I guess when the man leasing the station died, they quickly dropped the license. Anyway, it goes on, Kurt. But the bottom line is this millionaire bought the station. He runs it commercial-free because he doesn't have to worry about advertisers. And he believes he's legally in the clear. Yeah, the studio's decorated like a college dorm room. It's got pot themes and Cheech and Chong posters everywhere, Kurt. And they mix rock hits and reggae and, yeah. And so one of the questions of the day is, hey, what do you like to eat after you get all stoned? Chocolate was the answer from this one gentleman. Anyway, they got imagery about, you know, people in dreadlocks and, you know, with a joint in their lips. But they say that doesn't do a favor to high-level executives, mothers, and even children who are on medical treatment, so it kind of misrepresents what marijuana is these days. Okay, anyway, here's the bottom line, Kurt. This guy bought the station for $875,000. He bought the station for $875,000. Now, if we got 1,000 people that put $1,000 in each, Kurt, we'd have $1 million, and we could buy stations like that one at a time. But, you know, this guy's serious about his beliefs, Kurt, and I don't highlight him because I believe in the marijuana promotion. I highlight him because people can do something, and if we just had a patriot or two or three, or a bunch of patriots that maybe were not so wealthy but believed in a cause and stuck together, we could indeed make a difference just like that. So, you know what? I'm not supporting the marijuana radio station. But marijuana's in the air and on it, too. And this guy smoking 94.1, declaring it the state's only pot-themed FM station. He said, I'm bringing back the old days of radio. Anyway, it goes on and on. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, it does point out, like you said, how, when the individual, one individual in this case, can make a difference. I mean, they put on a, marijuana station. Just imagine if it was turned around and, they basically bought the station and put on Liberty News Radio, and those folks there with all the other things they are, I guess you could say, exposed to, could be exposed to truth and freedom and liberty and, that kind of thing. So, we welcome your participation, ladies and gentlemen, whether you're somebody that's got $875,000 to get your own, jukebox, I guess, if you will, or if you're, somebody that's got $8.75 and you want to participate, hey, do it. LibertyRoundtable.com.
But there's one person that is making a difference. I mean, for good or for ill, that could be debated, but all I'm telling you is he decided he wanted to do something and he's on it. We just need patriots to stand up and do the same for our cause and our beliefs. They're hard to find. Now, I guess this one person, speaking of the power of one, was recruited by Harvard, I guess, for the women's swim team. Kurt, what's up with this guy?
Well, I don't know. It says this guy, but, you've got such an interesting world we live in, Sam, where up is down and down is up and all that kind of stuff. But apparently Harvard swim team, and I'm not really much of a fan of Harvard swim team. In fact, I didn't even know they really had a swim team. But they recruited this, I would call her a young lady. Now, this story calls her a man.
Yeah.
But they recruited this young woman that was a great swimmer in, her high school or whatever. And she came and did great stuff on the Harvard women's swim team. But now she's had,
I'm getting lost fast.
Memory glands removed, and she's still got the other identifying objects, that will mean that she's, in my opinion, a woman, but she's going to be a man on the men's swim team. But it's just part of that whole up is down and down is up and, all that kind of stuff that's going on.
But again, it's amazing. It's not so surprising to me that individuals want to, call good evil and evil good and change their gender, Kurt. Okay. But what's surprising to me is you have such high-level organizations and places promoting this agenda. So recruited by Harvard for the women's swim team, he'll jump into the pool as a man. So they're basically promoting this, right?
Well, they're telling you that this individual has lots of courage, they go through in a very long story and explain how this individual, had kind of a tough life and things like that, as if, hey, now, because of this change, everything will be rosy and fine in this individual's life. And I simply would say that, that evil never, wickedness never is happiness. But they call this individual the first openly transgender Division I college swimmer. And they're going to take the dive for the Harvard men's team. I just think that this is more of the whole in the last days, good is called evil and evil is called good.
All right. Amen to that. The Islamic State's in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, I don't know if you knew about this, but apparently they're, how evil ISIS is and stuff like that, but they're actually making gold, silver, and I guess even copper coins, Sam. I mean, you know, those guys are some evil dudes, but they said they would start producing their own, they say, currency in this story, and I would say money system or whatever, but they say in areas under their control, and they would emancipate those folks from the satanic global economic system. Now, you know, in some ways, if you're asked, do you agree with ISIS? You know, I think you're going to get painted as a pretty bad guy if you say, yeah, in any way. And yet, wouldn't it be refreshing, Sam, if our own government would actually maybe follow the Constitution where it says no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin at tender and payment of debts. But these guys have, you know, two gold coins, three silver, and two copper. Of the seven minted coins, they're going to be embossed with seven wheat stalks. I guess it's a reference, and they're going to have a world map on there. Showed some nice pictures of them. They looked pretty good. But anyway, yeah. So they call them Islamic.
Well, at least somebody's trying to have
coins.
Constitutional currency. It's not us, but hey, at least somebody's trying.
I know. It's just kind of unusual.
And, you know, is the Islamic State the Islam Brotherhood, Kurt, or is it the, you know, ISIS,
I think it's
or
the
whatever?
ISIS guys. I don't know.
Well, the Islamic State, they would claim, is the good guys, Kurt, wouldn't they?
Okay.
Otherwise, they don't give them state status. They're terrorist status. You see what I mean?
Okay.
Anyway, very strange brute, to say the least. Now, Kurt, if you're hanging out in New York, you're going to, I don't know if you're going to feel good or bad about this, but I'm worried as all get out. The headline says, NY or New York City to hire 1,300 new police officers, Kurt. What do you think of that?
If we could just get a police officer for each of us.
Now you're talking.
As far as I can
tell. Wait a minute,
tell,
Kurt. Hold on. I don't need a police officer. I don't break any laws. I'm self-governed. I've never been in trouble with the law.
But, you know, you need a police officer. They need to film you at all times and
make sure, man?
That, you know, well, I mean, then you can have proof that you are a good guy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I got to have the proof. Why don't we start with Barack? I'm just saying. Nothing like a 24/7 Barry monitor. All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Ladies and gentlemen, the New York City Police Department, they're going to hire 1,300 more cops. They believe the answer is always just to hire more cops, but that'll create more violence and trouble. But believe it or not, Kurt, U.S. confidence in police is at a 22-year low, but it's still above 50%, says Russia Today. 52% of Americans have reported steadfast confidence in the police, according to Gallup. That's a low, though, Kurt, tying the beating of Rodney King low. So during the days of the beating of Rodney King, it was at a low, and now it's at an all-time low again. So there you have it. But you know what? If people lived the laws of God and were self-governed, we wouldn't need very many police anywhere. And the fact that they want to hire more police just tells me there's just too many people violating the laws of God, Kurt. And maybe at some point we need to quit preaching politics and start preaching freedom via religion. Maybe we ought to just move somewhere and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere we go. All I'm telling you is it's very interesting how we think that the answer is more cops. The answer is teaching people to obey the laws of God, become self-governed. All right, Amtrak employees are in the news, Kurt.
Well, Sam,
you heard the song from Alabama called 40 Hours, you know, a Week, Make a Living, right, Kurt?
Yeah, well, you know, the it's a little different. The 40 hours is a week for some folks, but in an Amtrak employee's life,
not when you work for the government, you're just all in for the brand. 40 hours
yeah,
a day?
Well, that's right. The headline, Amtrak employees claim to work 40 hours per day. Well, that's kind of a long work day. You know, Sam, audit, they say, finds indicators of potential abuse of overtime. Now, they say timesheets for employees of Amtrak are riddled with abuse. I mean, it's just so surprising to find a government agency with, you know, problems. But anyway, they say, according to a recent audit report, with cases of workers claiming over 40 hours of work in a single day. Yeah, this might be a potential abuse. The audit released by Amtrak's Office of Inspector General, yeah, because, I mean, you want to have the entity himself or itself in, you know, inspecting itself, because that's how you find, you know, if you got troubles. They found examples of abuse in the overtime system, which totaled nearly $200 million in overtime pay last year. Well, $200 million, I mean, it's
no
like
wonder there's not enough money for them to take care of Amtrak, Kurt.
Yeah, they say calendar year 2014 timesheet data revealed trends and patterns that indicate potential fraud, waste, and abuse in the reporting of overtime and regular time. And once again, what a surprise to have a government agency having fraud and waste and abuse.
They'll probably have to research for a couple of decades, Kurt. I bet there won't be any accountability.
Yeah. I mean, what we need is a new government agency in charge of you know, looking into fraud, waste, and abuse.
And I'll bet none of those people are on the other taxes category either, right, Kurt?
Oh, no. Yeah. They say some of these trends and patterns may be justified because of the complexity of union agreement rules, the nature of jobs, and the functions employees perform. Yeah, because, you know, with all that, you couldn't figure out you're doing 40 hours a day. Yeah, that would be wrong. They say, however, our prior investigative work has shown instances in which employees have fraudulently reported hours not worked. We believe that these trends and patterns merit further analysis and, if appropriate, action by management. Now, what I want to know, Sam, is they probably need some special software that tells whoever's making out the check that if somebody puts down 40 hours for a day, that's impossible to get done, and that, you know, they ought to
not when you're a government employee, buddy.
On it.
Come on.
They say employees reported. Let's see, one such trend was employees claiming the impossible feat of working 48 hours in a single day. See, that's what you call double time. You know, normally there's only 24 hours in a day, but if you're a government employee, you can get 48 hours in a single day.
Your output is employees,
so employees reported 1,357 days in which they worked more than 24 regular and overtime hours. Yeah, that was the OIG. That's this Office of Investigative, you know, whatever. Said 10 employees reported working at least 40 hours in a day. Of those 10 employees, this goes back to the new math, Sam. In the old days of math, you know, you could only add up to 24 hours. But now,
and then you come back and you say,
math.
What's up with this? It doesn't add up. And they say, I care about trees. Okay.
They say of those 10 employees, a serving attendant in the cafe car, who earns an average of $23 an hour, recorded 47.95 hours in one day, 31.01 of which were recorded as overtime. Maybe that's a presidential material kind of guy. I mean, if they can get in almost a 48-hour day in a 24-hour period.
Well, things are getting so bad, Kurt, I think people are just wanting to maybe put their cash under a mattress. I guess this Britain senior guy's involved, huh?
Now, you remember the story a little while back, Sam, where the Chase boys were telling us, hey, maybe it's time to end cash. We got to just have no more cash. Well, this guy apparently doesn't agree with it. One of Britain's most senior fund managers says it may be time to put money under the mattress. He's explaining that it might be time to prepare for a systemic event. Now, I don't know about you, Sam, but I'm pretty sure that, there's nothing to be concerned about, you know, money in the bank. And I mean,
Ron Paul's even talking about it, Kurt.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, our banking system is sound, Sam. And who could ever hack your deal and make it where you didn't all of a sudden didn't have any money in your account? I mean, what's to worry about, Sam? I mean,
you don't need to worry about the stock market if you're getting paid like 48-hour workdays. In the stock market forecast. Now, I guess Ron Paul says the stock market and the day of reckoning is near.
Well, what do you think, Sam? I mean,
I agree that at some point Ron's right. It's got to melt down. It's got to have a correction. It's got to do some of these things. The problem is I just don't know when. And whenever we start to say that, time frame concerns me, Kurt. I don't disagree with the general premise. He's right. But when you say it's near, what does near mean? This year? I'm not so ready to bet on a timetable. I'm not. I've seen too much to do that, Kurt.
You know,
but if you're this woman
suggest...
that wins all this money, you might not care.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good point. I'm trying to remember the
this
money
woman
story.
Wins $83 million dollars from a debt collector, Kurt.
Oh yeah, yeah. Good point.
Things are more terrifying than a lawsuit, ladies and gentlemen. You get sued for a large debt that's not even yours, right, Kurt?
Yeah, and most people just kind of take it, you know what I mean? Kind of get beat up or whatever by these debt collection agencies. This lady went after him and basically was rewarded $83 million. I don't know that she'll really collect
it. She better collect
it. Maybe she'll have to hire a debt collector.
Now, here's what happened. Here's what happened. I guess this lady... They tried to collect a $1,000 credit card debt collection from her, but it wasn't hers. So yeah. A jury at trial ruled against the Portfolio Recovery Associates LLC, one of the largest collection agencies, because I guess they violated the Fair Credit Practices and Malicious Prosecution Act and stuff.
Surprising.
And they say this is an appropriate reward. The damages might be reduced, but this is still an incredible victory.
Amazing.
So she's probably not worried about the stock market, and she's not having to lie on her time cards either, Kurt.
Yep. Especially if she does get her money. If not, at least she knows how to get in touch with a debt collection agency to collect, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
I'll tell you what, wow.
Strange brew. Yeah, anyway, very, very weird stuff.
Wins, you know, the reason million. I brought up the Ron Paul thing is, you know, I don't know if you remember, Sam, but I think you do. Some people call my van the Ron Paul van because it has Ron Paul sign on it.
Some people, I don't know anybody who doesn't, but okay.
Yeah, but anyway, so the other day when I was selling honey, one individual pulled over. You know, they wanted to know the, you know, straight scoop on what Ron Paul has to say about all this and, you know, everything like that. And I just thought, well, it's kind of interesting. At least some folks are maybe waking up. But, you know, to me, it's smart to be safe and protected and prepared for whatever might happen. You know, get yourself some long-term storable food. Make sure you got water. Make sure you're out of debt. You know, do some of those basic things. Whether we're, going to have this booming economy for a long time or, you know, not. You know, you ought to be ready, right, Sam?
Well, that's the other reason I kind of don't like this. Hey, the economy's going to melt down or whatever. I don't want people to basically go in debt trying to get prepared. Or look, you just need to steadily but surely work on getting prepared. A little bit of food, a little bit of medical supplies, you know, a little bit of way to defend yourself, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of and get out of debt, a little bit of money savings, a little bit of water, you know, a little bit of a lot of things is really the key. And steady preparation, not only physically, but a lot of people ignore the spiritual preparation that's necessary as well. And so we really encourage all of those things, folks. All right, thanks for being alongside. By the way, go to thepowermall.com. Tell them thank you for supporting Liberty Roundtable Live and purchase your products from the good guys. Do business with thepowermall.com. I do and highly recommend you do the same. Thepowermall.com. All right, we the people can restore America, ladies and gentlemen. Turn any phone into a radio, 712-432-5339. LibertyRoundtable.com. We claim this nation shall endure.